Hey there, welcome to the Tuesday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. Thank you so much for stopping by. Today is May the 28th. We're going to talk about the idea of your reward is coming. Your reward for surrendering your life to Jesus Christ, for following Him. Your reward is coming. It's in the future. You're not necessarily going to see that full reward here on earth. And boy, as somebody who doesn't like to wait, as somebody who likes to get things instantly, this is a bit of a tough teaching for me. I mean, I understand it. It doesn't always please me. And I think sometimes I'm looking for more of a reward in this life than I'm supposed to receive. You know, I can certainly have the peace that comes from a relationship with Jesus. And that's really good. I mean, I certainly do appreciate that. I know what it's like to not have that, and I know what it's like to have it, and I'm very grateful for it. But there's still suffering. There's still inconvenience. There's a lack of comfort. There's still dealing with things that are unpleasant. That is all part of living in this world, this temporary fallen human world that I would like to get rid of. I do better. I'm in better spirits when I'm feeling good. I'm in a better state of mind when it's not raining outside and the sun's shining. You know, but this is all part of the human condition. This world isn't heaven. Our reward is coming. And that's what hope really is all about. The virtue of hope, really the supernatural virtue of hope, enables us to believe that there is a heaven, that we can get there, and that God will give us the grace that we need to be able to get there. And that looking forward with hope can inspire us today. That can bring me comfort today. The fact that I know my reward is coming can translate into the present time and give me joy today. But that doesn't come naturally. We have to work at that. I want to read this gospel. It's kind of short from today's Daily Mass, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. Mark chapter 10, verses 28 through 31. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." And you know, this is a little bit confusing. It's a little bit unsettling. But if you read it in another way, it's very positive. The Lord's saying to his apostles and to us, those of us who have followed the Lord or try to follow the Lord, your reward's coming. It might be painful at times. You might receive some pushback, some ridicule from your friends, from your fellow workers. You might deny yourself some of the earthly pleasures that you really want to do, you really want to indulge in, but they're sinful as taught by the church, so you're not supposed to do this, you know, but like, I want that pleasure. I want to feel good. I want to go for this. We deny ourselves now. So in a sense, as a Christian, we're giving up our lives for the Lord. Lord, your will be done, not my will. You tell me what I'm supposed to do, I'm going to do it, even if I don't want to do it. That's giving up your life. And if we do that and remain faithful to the end when we die, then we'll have a heavenly reward. And we're going to get everything that we could ever imagine. We're going to get total happiness. Total joy. It's never going to end. That's the promise. It's hard because we really can't see heaven. We got to take the Lord's word for it. I'm going to encourage you to do that today. And remember, if you follow him faithfully till the end, your reward is coming. Talk to you next time.